Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts as we hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus used parables to describe the indescribable. These well-worn stories are portraits of the character of God and signposts that point to God's coming reign of justice and peace. They not only describe the indescribable, they also describe the unimaginable for us, living as we do by our wits. Whatever dream God had for creation, we have made a world where effort is rewarded, where the weak know that their only defense is to be stronger. In this world, justice is not always just, and generosity is a rare gift found occasionally among equals and less often across the boundaries of wealth, power, and privilege. So when Jesus offers a parable, he speaks against our habits, against our common knowledge. He invites us to consider an alternative, that is God's desire for creation and God's promised hope for humanity. Inequality in the workplace is an all too common complaint in our world. It surfaces in arguments about minimum wage and is expressed in a multitude of ways across the country and around the world. Those who pretend to understand economics, they talk about supply and demand and pepper presentations with charts and graphs in attempt to explain why the world is divided into those who have much and those who have little. But explanations do not feed families or give laborers a sense of purpose and accomplishment. In a parable, Jesus tells of a landowner, the scripture that we have just heard, who is looking for people to work in his vineyard. At the beginning of the day, he finds some laborers, agrees what to pay them, and then sends them to work. He does the same thing at 9, noon, 3, and 5 o'clock. And each time he finds people who have not yet been hired. He tells them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." This could be a trick, an appeal to those still without work at the end of the day to see how desperate they are. But this is a parable, and we are surprised at the end when those who began work at the end of the day receive the same wage as those who began first thing in the morning. Naturally, those who worked all day in the scorching sun began to grumble. Why would those who worked only an hour get paid the same? But the landowner says he paid them what they agreed. Why should it matter that he paid the last people the same? Have you seen the cartoon that shows the difference between equality and justice? Three people are trying to watch a ball game, and each is a different height. In the first scene, each person stands on a step that is same height, but the person who is the tallest is able to see over the fence, and the other two cannot. And in the next scene, each is given a step that is the right size so that they can all see over the fence. This is justice. The other one was equality. But Jesus' parable goes beyond justice. God tears the fence down, offering love and grace and justice for all. Through this parable, Jesus pulls back the curtain to see what is possible, what is desirable, and what is longed for by God. The beauty of the gospel, the treasure that is Christ risen, is that God's power eliminates the barriers we would use to organize the world. Work and rest are distinct from one another, guarded by rules and restrictions. Life and death are separate and always in tension. There's tension between the two. But when we see the work of God in life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we see those human boundaries are ignored. In God's word, hope is offered against expectations. The least of these are considered equally. Tears are turned into laughter, the blind given sight. These things shouldn't happen, except that God disdains our ordering of God's creation. That all workers receive the same wage for different hours worked seems to be a travesty of justice. But it is, in fact, the redefinition of justice and reminder that God's justice is first and foremost the embodiment of God's generous grace. As those who have declared themselves followers of Jesus, we in Presbyterian Church in Canada are on a path, not just to discover the new thing that God has done through Jesus Christ, but to embody God's hope, God's love, God's abundant life in our lives. That is the impulse behind our worship and the mission projects and grace our communities and enhance the lives of neighbors and strangers among us. As a denomination, one way we express our desire to follow Jesus is through our support for Presbyterians sharing. It is our attempt as Presbyterian congregations to bring Jesus' parable to life, to live out the grace that we have experienced in Jesus, and to share the grace as widely as possible. When Presbyterians across Canada join together to share in mission and ministry through Presbyterian sharing, we are collectively putting our faith into action across Canada and around the world. And we are working to create a world according to God's vision, where all have equal access to God's love and grace. By pooling our resources, we support leaders, create resources, and connect together to do things we couldn't do on our own. Together, we are able to proclaim a message of God's hope through our actions. Now, let us share with you just a few of the ways that this is being lived out.
Congregations across Canada share the gospel in word and action, vibrant expressions of God's love. Congregations helping congregations is at the core of Presbyterian sharing. Together, we are equipping congregations, ministries, and presbyteries by providing material and resources for faithful ministry, supporting theological education, encouraging visionary leaders, supporting mentorship, and providing grants to start new congregations and renew established ones. And it is working. Congregations are stepping out of their comfort zones to try new things and witness to the resurrection of Christ in new ways. La Communauté Chrétienne Siloé in Montreal is a small but mighty and growing congregation offering Presbyterian worship in French. The Reverend Eloi Agbanou shares, "We thank the Lord Jesus Christ for the progress of our community. Our progress is neither the result of my strength nor of any human strength. I see the strong and powerful hands of God over Siloé's growth." Members from St. Luke's Church in Bathurst, New Brunswick, where they are renewing support where we are supporting renewal through a regional ministry, say, working together in service for others has strengthened our faith as we support each other and the wider community. There is great power in prayer. We thank God for all who have encouraged us in our journey of faith. And the Reverend Deborah Poor participated in a mentoring program to support her leadership in Toronto's Arise Ministry, which provides outreach and pastoral care to human trafficking victims and people involved in the sex trade. She shares, "I have grown and strengthened my leadership capabilities through this process. I have been blessed and encouraged by the coaching, guidance, and wisdom of my mentor." Another way we help live out God's vision of abundant life through Presbyterian sharing is by supporting ministries in Canada that reach out to some of Canada's most vulnerable people, refugees, Indigenous communities, and inner city communities. These include ministries like Tyndale Saint-Georges and Action Refugee in Montreal, Arise Ministry in Toronto, and seven ministries serving primarily Indigenous people, including the Kenora Fellowship Center, Winnipeg Inner City Missions, Hummingbird Ministry in BC, and our own local Saskatoon Native Circle Ministry. And lives are transformed. Lives of people like Jane, who participated in Tyndale Saint-Georges' employment program in the Little Burgundy neighborhood in southwest Montreal. The statistics for Little Burgundy are grim. 2/3 of children and youth live below the poverty line, and 1/3 of students drop out before finishing high school. But Tyndale Saint-Georges is helping provide community members, children, teens, and adults with the tools they need to realize their own dreams at every life stage. Tyndale's employment programs not only teach job search techniques, but also build self-esteem and life skills. Jane shared, "I came to Tyndale during the lowest time in my life, and I decided to give it a shot. I was looking for something to bring back my self-confidence that would enable me to go back to the workforce. And Tyndale delivered exactly what I was looking for and needed. And now I'm strong, I'm back again, and I'm ready to go back to work." You don't have to look very far to see and hear stories of the tragic legacy of the Indian residential schools. Presbyterian sharing is helping congregations and individuals walk alongside Indigenous people on a journey toward reconciliation. In June, 33 Presbyterians from across Canada traveled together to visit 3 of the PCC's 7 Indigenous ministries, worship at Mistawasis Church, the only PCC church on a reserve, and visit the sites where 2 residential schools were run by the Presbyterian Church in Canada. The group listened to stories of anger and pain and offered apologies. They also witnessed some of the ways in which PCC ministries are transforming lives. At Birdtail Sioux First Nation, site of the Birtle Residential School, Doug Hanska thanked the visitors with an honor song. He explained, "The stop they did in Birdtail, I know it might not mean a lot to a lot of people, but to some of us, it means a lot. We can forgive and move on, like our teachings tell us." Lynn Vissers, a member of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in King City, Ontario, and a participant on the tour, also shared. She said, "The journey has only just begun for me. This will be a long journey of building relationships. I hope that I can help light a passion in others for the work that needs to be done in restoring relationships of dignity, kindness, and love for our Indigenous sisters and brothers." But our efforts at tearing down the walls don't stop in Canada. In a broken world, desperate for God's vision of grace and justice, our gifts to Presbyterian sharing support international mission partners by sending mission staff and short-term volunteers and providing grants. The Reverend Dr. Paul McLean has been working with the Presbyterian Church in Taiwan for more than 30 years, helping them translate the Bible into indigenous languages so that people can begin to really know the gospel in the language of their hearts. Jackie Bannerman, a young adult intern, recently spent 8 months in Hungary supporting the refugee ministries of our partner, the Reformed Church of Hungary. And Dr. Nick Bauman is serving with the United Mission to Nepal for 2 years, training doctors and performing surgeries as a surgeon general at the hospital in Tansen. In the Middle East, probably one of the hardest places in the world to be a Christian, Presbyterian Sharing supports the Near East School of Theology as they equip Christian leaders to serve congregations there and to maintain a Christian witness of peace in the turbulent countries of Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, and the Palestinian territories. This one is a little closer to Hastings' heart. This September, the Reverend Blair and Vivian Bertrand began a 3-year term with the Church of Central Africa Presbyterian in Malawi. Blair will support leadership development through the Blantyre Synod's Youth Department, the Zomba Theological College, and the Theological Education by Extension Program. And Vivian hopes to support the Synod's work combating poverty. Blair feels called to this mission and shares that to be sent is to participate in the mission of God. And Vivian adds, as Christians, we are called into relationship. My understanding of mission centers around the idea that we are all impoverished in our own way, and as humans living in this world, through the grace of God, we have something to offer our brothers and sisters. These are just glimpses into some of the ways gifts to Presbyterian Sharing are making a difference in the lives of thousands of people across Canada and around the world. We have not perfectly learned the lessons of Jesus. Our efforts at grace are still marked by our human impulse to manage and to control. We are still ruled by historical definitions of justice and equality, rooted in what we call fairness. And we forget that God in Christ has eliminated human boundaries, knocked down the fences, and opened us to infinite possibilities in God's generous grace. We might be tempted, as those in the parable were tempted, to resent such generosity. But led by the Spirit, perhaps we can be inspired by it. By our witness, through our participation in the many projects supported by Presbyterian Sharing, may we be tempted to a broader experience of God's generosity, and may we see God's reign of justice and peace brought closer to all. Amen.